Well, my heart sank when I heard that there were substantial mortalities. We were aware that the water temperatures in Tasmania were quite high, and that combined with an unexpected mortality event really was a warning bell that this could be POMS, and I guess it was confirmed, and everybody's worst nightmare was on the table at that moment.
Now, you related to the temperature. You think maybe the disease was here, but it was the temperature which triggered it?
No, I don't think it was there. I think it arrived with the temperature. Now, that there will be a lot of water to go under the bridge with testing and so on to confirm that, but I think it's quite possible that this has arrived in Tasmania from an oceanic source very recently. Currently, off the east coast of Tasmania, there's a plume of very warm water which has originated on the mainland, east side of mainland Australia. And that water has come from way, way, way north of Tasmania. And it is bringing with it all kinds of marine life and potentially also the POMS virus, which of course is present in New South Wales waters, central New South Wales, Hawkesbury River and the Georges River. There have been particularly heavy hits of virus in research oysters that we have in those two rivers, and that virus ends up in the open sea as the tide goes out.
Do you think we'll ever know the answer to how it arrived?
Maybe not, but there's a pattern emerging of unexpected outbreaks in major bays, discontinuous distribution of the virus, so it seems to be able to make big leaps and not merely creep along from one estuary to the next. Evidence from New South Wales, from our research, suggests that it's an oceanic or maritime source rather than an oyster industry source. And it's quite difficult to get absolute proof of these things, but certainly the observations to date here in New South Wales suggest that.